The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her.
He's right, all right. The time be nigh.
Time for what?
To take you down to the jiggle hut. Have old Trixie flip you over and give you your first Tuscaloosa dumpling.
Oh, all right. That's good. I like dumplings.
Ain't food, boy.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that is far more graceful than a newborn giraffe. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the show. It is number 146 tonight. We're coming at you live from Rule 34 Studios on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com and proud new member of the family to Radio Chaos. I am your host, Miss Kinky Katie. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my spectacled one?
Nothing much. I had to try to figure that out. Huh? What are you trying to say, lady? I don't get it.
You're using words you don't normally use.
Yeah, exactly.
She
I didn't know
them
that was part of your repertoire.
I sometimes pull stuff out every once in a while. It's that kind of... It's some rarely used words for me, and I know them, and I don't know why I don't use them, so might as well start using them more.
You got it. Like, use them away.
Like, I have my favorite pair of gray soft trousers on.
I think there's a reason why you don't use trousers. I pretty much.
Pantaloons.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we don't take calls in this show anymore because you guys. Anyway, but that's all right. I still love you anyway. It's just, it throws me off. I guess I just can't. I'm not that great of a hostess yet, but that's all right.
Can't juggle balls.
Only my mouth.
You'd figure if you could juggle chode, you could juggle balls.
Oh, hey now. Going back to the whole chode juggler thing.
You know it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, all my new listeners in listener land out there, hello, hello, and hi. Greetings and salutations. It's good to have you.
Who are you?
I know. Who are you?
What happened? What? Huh?
I don't know. I had a massive explosion on Twitter, and I think it's friggin' awesome. And I want to say, hey, Ian
you
Beckles.
Exploded all over it. I exploded all over the Twitter.
I'm now being followed by Ian Beckles. I'm watching you, my little Cocoa Puff. I'm watching you.
Oh, boy.
So I want to say it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is. It makes you smile.
All right.
It really does.
Well, good.
Yeah, I can see him listen to this show. He's going, what in the fuck?
Well, that's the normal reaction, really. I mean,
that's pretty true.
And really, it kind of is the proper reaction.
It is.
Yeah.
I am not meant to be your mother's podcast show.
What the fuck is not necessarily always a bad thing.
No.
You know what I mean?
Keeps you on your toes.
Exactly. Keeps you somewhere.
And so there's actually some real weird, semi-annoying girls out there.
Yeah.
They're not all the same cookie cutter, snotty bitches. I could be a bitch, totally be a bitch, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You'll see it anyway. Dude, there's some memes going around that I've been seeing the past couple days and like a whole influx today. It's the Vice President Biden and like having candid conversations with Obama just about just like stuff that they're going to do
Are you going to try to explain these again? Because you were trying to explain them to me last night and in your mind, they were really funny. But like,
you know, well, you don't go on social media, so you wouldn't even see it anyway. So it's kind of dumb even explaining it to him because you have to see it.
I know.
You just see it anyway.
It's a visual. I'm saying readable.
It is because it's different. There's so many of them where they're just doing pranks on Trump, and Obama's just like, I can't do this. He's just like, just stop it. Yeah. Anyway, they're really fucking funny, and I enjoy them quite a bit.
Well, good.
So I know it's pointless talking to you about it.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there boobs or an ass on it?
No.
There you go.
There's not.
You're saying it right there.
Oh, speaking of, I've got a tits man for you today that does involve female tits.
All right.
I know.
Are they like being cut off or maimed in some kind of way?
No.
There's a catch. I know
no,
there's a catch.
There I'm is not no catch. Get excited. And I have pictures.
What?
What?
Yes. Am I going to get to see said pictures?
You are.
Or are you just going to go, hey, I have them. go check my Twitter feed, and then you can have them too.
I didn't post them.
Okay.
So that's okay.
Good.
All right, I think we're going to start tonight's show with some seriously ridiculous surgery that this guy had.
Really?
Yeah, there's a guy. He's got a 10-pound cock.
What?
Yeah, he couldn't be happier about it either.
How do you... I mean, 10 pounds?
Ah, I will tell you how. Yeah.
Is that when he attaches a 9-pound weight to it?
No. I mean, this isn't that like Jonah guy that that has that.
The world's quote.
Yeah.
Air quote.
Definitely air quote.
World's biggest cock.
Natural cock. Anyway, but this guy did this on purpose.
Well.
Yeah. He lives in Berlin. He's 45, and he's gotten a lot of silicone injections to increase his mass. Yeah,
trying to bulk up here, baby.
Seriously. And he's not a bad looking guy in the face, so I don't understand why. But he's like, well, as of March of this year, like his dick is 9 inches long.
Okay.
By 5.5 inches wide.
All right.
And
and that's in diameter, I guess.
No, I think it's just across the top. Just, you know, it's like wide ways, not diameter, like not circumference. Diameter. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrapping around it. Circumference. Well.
Huh. Well, wait a minute. And it weighs just over 9.5 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you sure he's not like putting his fishing lead weights in there or something? I think he is.
Well, I don't know. They say it's about the weight of an average house cat.
BBs. He's filling it full of fucking BBs.
Oh.
Pellets.
Swing it like a shillelagh.
Yeah. He actually did the gold member thing.
It's gold. Smelting accident. Well, I mean, being the size that he is, he says it complicates things in the bedroom. Yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
Complicates things in the bedroom. Where the hell are you going to stuff that thing? Unless you got a guyper. Well, he's gay, too. I don't know if I mentioned that yet, but he's gay.
Okay.
So unless you've got a dude that loves to take massive objects in their ass, then...
Well, that is way more common than there are females, I think. I think,
that's true.
Percentage-wise, like, maybe it's in just, like, the male ego kind of a thing. Like, I just want to go bigger. I can put that in my butt. It doesn't look too big. I can fit it.
Yeah, and there's guys that I know... I didn't mean to just, like, scream into the microphone, but there's guys that I know that are completely straight... And they can fit bigger toys up their ass than I can.
Yeah.
And other people that I know.
Well, women have that, you know, not all women, but a lot of women, including you, have that phobia of stretching out the twat. You know what I mean?
I do.
A sloppy twat.
You know, and that's weird because you've always liked a loose a loose slot.
Well, yeah, I don't really like it like super.
Like
no.
You like sloppy kind of loose blowjobs too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not into to yeah, I don't know why.
I will say one thing, ladies. If you're gonna ever suck SC's dick, just prepare to get messy and don't worry about it. I mean, your mascara is gonna run. It's gonna be slobber all over your face. You're just gonna have stuff everywhere. I mean, you're gonna look like a fucking wreck. But don't let it faze you, because whatever, you didn't care.
I like to break out the baked beans when I'm getting my dick sucked.
Can you put the coleslaw in my pantyhose?
Yeah.
Smack me around and call me a juggalette.
Why juggalette?
Tell me I'm pretty. Well, just because the makeup is just, you know, running down your face. And your lips are all puffy and you're like, you can't tell if it's snot or spit. It's probably both, just, you know, all over your face. And
well, I like combo fluid. You know? Like, you're not really sure. Like, is it cum? Is it like throat lining? What is going on there?
Is that esophagus juice? That makes the best lube ever. really does, ladies. If it's getting like a little jar and you're having a problem, just deep throat and you go a little bit. Just choke a little bit and you'll get some lube straight from your throat.
Some great natural lube right there.
From your throat.
That's right.
Come on, gag on it, bitch.
It's my gullet lube.
Your gullet lube.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Now, I wonder if sword swallowers have a problem. Swallowers have a hard time deep throating cock because cocks bend and a sword is just straight and they've kind of lined everything.
Wait. Cocks do not like when you bend a fully erect cock, especially in a very quick manner. You know what you're doing? You are on the path to broken cock.
No. I'm saying but there are a lot of guys that have a natural bend and some have a fucking hook. Well, even when they're hard.
That's because somebody zigged when they should have zagged at some point, I'm telling you. I wonder why that is. Is that like developed over time maybe? Maybe it's their tossing method.
Are they lefty, righty, up or downer, you know?
Well, I mean, is it? Or is it just what happens?
You know, that's something to look up.
Send it to the research department.
I'll call Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, he's going to know.
Well, I'm still waiting back to hear about the velocity of jizz in space and zero gravity.
Well, I mean, that's how fast it is coming out of the end of a cock. You have 32 feet per second, you know?
It can come as fast as 45 miles an hour.
Well, there you go. How do you know that's not 32 feet per second? You don't know.
You're right, I don't know. See. But I can look it up.
Go ahead.
Science people, we get into that too. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Believe it!
Oh, boy.
Hey, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we do here.
Sure we do.
Anyway, back to this fucking guy with his...
10 pound. I got the 10
pound fucking house dick. Cat dick.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he says that he's got to be more creative about the shit that he can do in the bedroom. So, I guess, you know, he's really fucking good at sucking cock.
Yeah.
I would imagine he would be. But he said he got the enlargement 20 years ago was his first one. Well, no. I'm sorry. When he first got into it, was 20 years ago. He got a pump. Someone gave him a pump as a gift. So he's like, this is fucking awesome. Well, he got like all geeked out about the possibility of changing his body. You know, it said it made him feel free and feel happy, like, I have control over this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that and the feeling of a giant 10-pound weight swinging between your legs. I got a massive dick.
Have you seen this?
So goddamn big.
It's like a baby!
You know, and not only that, it doubles as, like, self-defense weapon. If anybody comes, I'm gonna beat you with my cock.
Wait a minute. That just reminds me of the bird people from Ugly Americans. They're like cockfighting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Suck my balls. Dicks.
Suck my balls.
Suck my balls.
Suck my balls.
Suck my balls.
Well, this dude has had 4 injection sessions.
4 injection. What are they? I mean, dude, 10 pounds. Yeah. Like,
It had to weigh at least a little something before you started.
I guess. But, yeah. I mean, what does a cock weigh? I mean, a cock doesn't weigh pounds.
Like, I don't know.
You don't have like pounds of cock meat. You know? That doesn't happen.
How do you know?
It just doesn't happen. That's too fucking heavy. Too buku. Too heavy.
Well, he says, I mean, no shit. He says he's got difficulties buying pants and underwear. I'm not kidding.
I'm sure he's got difficulties sitting on a toilet, too. Well, it'd be all droopy down in the water.
No, you have like, to flop it up on sanitary. Top and lay it like a big proboscis.
He probably like hovers when he's got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because then your cock could be dangling in the water with the floaties.
No, I don't think it'll fit in the water if he's sitting on it, unless it's a gigantic toilet seat.
Okay, so how are you gonna go? Are you gonna pee all over the plate? Like, no, it fits in there.
And do you hold it with 2 hands when you pee? Like, no, do you hold it
you
like
tuck it down into the bowl? That's what happens.
No. If you're standing, if you just have to pee, not if you're going to take a shit.
Why what do you do? I don't know. I mean,
do you hold it like a freaking like?
It's only 10. I mean, 10 pounds is not like you can't lift it with one arm. Just so you know.
Well, I know
most people can lift 10 pounds.
But say that there's a lot of force from that urine coming out. It's going to be like a hose.
What? No, it's not.
You might have to direct it.
You know, on on a handgun. Let me just give you a perfect example.
Okay.
You know those big fucking Desert Eagles you see in movies all the time. The big 50 calibers. They're giant fucking guns. Now, basically, the heavier it is, the more it can absorb that extra fucking power coming out of the end of it. So basically, his dick doesn't even twinge no matter what fires out of it, unless it's like 3 million miles per second. You know what I'm saying?
Hot lava's coming out of my dick.
Just, no shit, I had that Taco Bell.
Don't know what to do.
Last time I fucked a Mexican.
That with Tom Cruise.
You throw that in, didn't you?
I did. I was kind of waiting for it.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Gotta
Help
do
me!
It. Anyway, I mean, he said that he's a pretty shy person. And he says this, but this,
you know, he wasn't too shy to walk into a piercing place, go, hey, I want a really big, fat, heavy cock.
Can you do that?
Keep it checked to me.
Well, he said, no, I mean, and that was like the quote that was underneath the fucking picture of him dressed all up in leather and PVC at the Folsom Street Fair in Berlin. It's a gay fetish event.
Yeah. Yeah. They have all the really cool events in Germany.
They really do. Like, well, they go crazy Europe,
with the BDSM. That's why.
And I just, everything just looked, they all look so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love to see women especially, but dressed up in like vinyl and latex and just all decked out with the heels and the boots and the just mask or something, whatever, corsets and titties and I agree.
Asses and boobs look really good in vinyl and latex.
Oh, especially latex when they're all oiled up and shined up and you just go and give them a smack. You just want to bite their ass.
I don't want to bite it. I just want to smack it some more. Maybe do a little naked. Well, she can't be naked because I kind of like the vinyl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just do a little lube wrestling down in the living room. You know what I'm saying?
Woo, woo. All right. I so want to do that. Yeah, that sounds awesome. We have to do that.
That bitch is slicker than snot, I tell you.
We got to see if Miss Dahlia's butt can be involved.
Yeah.
She's got just dying ass.
To like have her ass involved with something, aren't you?
I don't know why.
You're like a pervy. You're like super pervy.
I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're like the pervy host.
I'm like really scary because in my head, like I want to bite it, but I want to bite it really hard.
Okay.
Like really hard.
Yeah. I think you might have to get her to sign something before you bit it the way you want to bite it.
No, I just won't do it.
What?
No.
Don't do that. What are you doing?
I will scare her.
No,
I will scar her. I will scar that little perfect butt.
What? She has seen way strange things, believe me. You would not scare her with a little ass biting. Just saying.
You have no idea.
Oh, yes, I do.
I like how you call it little ass biting.
Well,
you don't know.
You know, I got to put it out there in a way to talk everybody into doing it. You can't go into it going,
nah, nah, nah.
It's going to scar her for life. Yeah, she's not going to say yes if you say that, just so you know.
Do you ever want a permanent bite mark on your ass cheek?
You're just not selling it very well.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. Well, I'm trying to deter her anything. Yeah,
don't do that.
Well, like, you know how you're talking about, you know, like he just goes into a tattoo parlor. He's like, hey, make my dick bigger.
Yeah.
He's kind of comparing it to like getting a boob job. He says, hopefully this body mod is going to be, you know, just, it's going to suddenly become, not suddenly, but, you know, over time become normal.
I don't know.
For other people.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really think it's going to be normal to see some fucking dude, but well, okay. Some white dude walking around with a 10-pound cock.
Either way, that's just a lot of weight to be carrying around. 10 pounds swinging between your legs. You know what that would do to your nuts on a regular basis? We're talking about Nut Squash 2000. Seriously.
Maybe.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It'd be swinging around, dangling. You'd have to tie that thing to your leg.
Oh, imagine how hot it gets in the summertime.
Fuck that thing.
It's just some sweaty, sticky mass.
I'm just saying. It's definitely not for me.
Oh, God. I just thought of something, too. Oh, he's in Berlin, which is, there's a good chance he's not circumcised.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Giant sweater on that 10-pound cock.
No.
I have a 20-pound sweater.
Eight
pounds of the 10 pounds is all sweater.
Great. I always wanted some schmear with my bagel.
Then there's like another pound of schmagma in there.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I want to fucking vomit.
You need you're the one who brought it up. I didn't even fucking say it.
You took it too far.
I did not.
Let's move on to something more fun. Yeah. I'll take that as a, okay. Well, I want to welcome you to Erotica Land.
Okay.
Yes. Well, everybody knows that sex sells and a lot of people are kind of cashing in on it.
No.
Well, when it comes to Erotica Land, think Disney minus the cute characters and add a lot of sex.
You know, we talked about Erotica Land at some point, didn't
no,
we?
No, no. Yes, we talked. Ah, that was in Taiwan and that was a different name. That was their first theme.
Okay.
This is Brazil's first sex-themed
Brazil.
Park.
Brazil.
Stop it.
Brazil.
Cut it out. I see you swiping your hair back and forth.
Brazil. Where were you? So Brazil's first.
Brazil's first sex theme park.
It was Brazil's first.
No, it wasn't.
It was. That's what we talked about.
No.
You're smoking crack.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so tell me all about it.
Wait, well, all the parks, of course, are kind of related to, not kind of, they are related to sex organs and activities.
Organs? Like when you
sex
say
organs.
Ooh, nice. Booby land.
It's just on my piano. I don't have an organ.
Gooch Cavern.
Ew.
We would like to introduce you to the queen of the gooch, Miss Kinky Katie.
Hi, everybody.
Of course, this is all in Brazilian. Portuguese.
Hola. I don't know how to speak Portuguese. And if I tried, then it would come out sounding horribly wrong. I would make a lot of people mad. So, well, I probably do anyway. I don't even care.
Yeah.
They say, but there's prudes that are absolutely appalled by this.
Really? In Brazil?
Yes.
But
I yes. Stop. But I mean, whatever.
Whatever. So what do they have there? What's going on?
Oh.
Do I see naked sex shows?
What,
do I get like free blowjobs?
There's no actual sex in the park, but they do have motels just off premises where you can go and fuck.
With indoor plumbing?
Yes, with indoor
what?
Plumbing.
They what?
Oh, well, there is a nudist pool too.
Nudist pool?
There's a nudist pool where you can go, and of course, you know, you can be naked.
Is there booby lands? Can I feel boobs from around the world, like Epcot? It's kind of like going and getting food from around the world. I can maybe bite nippies from around the world.
It might not be such a small world. It varies.
Smack asses, bite asses.
Don't,
no,
don't
they don't
there.
Have any of that. There's not ass land.
There's no. Well, there might be an ass land.
You don't know.
Ass land.
So you just really don't know.
Well, no, I don't know exactly what all rides they have. I don't speak Portuguese.
Oh, so it was in
Brazilian.
And
the little map. Yes, the map. There was a map. I will say, though, but it doesn't stop at just the rides and entertainment. The food. The food is actually a part of it, too.
Is it?
The park only offers aphrodisiac snacks, and in the restaurants that they have there, they only serve meals with aphrodisiac foods.
Okay. I mean, aphrodisiac foods are one of those things. I don't know if I buy into every aphrodisiac food that's supposed to be an aphrodisiac food.
It's cocaine!
Well,
no,
that doesn't help anybody.
Nah, nah, nah.
Not going to help. No. You are decreasing the chance of you getting laid.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Then again, you know, you're that all keyed up. Who wants to anyway?
Well, you might want to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather go for a run?
No.
Rearrange the house?
No, not so much.
Get some shit done?
Nope.
I don't know. Whatever.
I'd rather put my cock into strange places, thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just like any other theme sex part, there's no kids allowed in there.
Any other one, of
you know,
course.
All the other ones. Uh-huh. But, you know. Hey, if you're into movies, they have a 7D cinema.
Now, what the fuck is 7D?
I looked.
You can smell it, feel it. Wait,
yeah.
It's got to be smell.
I looked it up.
Huh.
It is. It's everything. It's like being. It's like you feel what you see.
Yeah.
Like what you're seeing, you're like kind of pretty
feel
much
the
part
mist
of it
on the ocean.
Yeah, the seats vibrate.
You can smell the twat as you roll by it.
I wonder, that'd be kind of pretty cool if it was one of those like bicycles that you pedal and the dick keeps going up and down in the seat. I wonder if there's one of those like in the seat where it's like I'm getting banged during the movie.
That'd be like 80,
porn.
90, 22
so many D's.
So many D's. It's all for you.
Now, of course, they'd have a sex shop because how can you have a fucking sex theme park and not have a fucking store?
Maybe some like rainforest whittled dildos.
Woo! They start hearing all of
whittled by one of the forgotten tribes in the Amazon.
Coconut cock. It's a woodpecker. Get it? Look, you can get toucan. Toucan fit.
You're on a roll.
I know.
Look at you go.
So soak it up, people. Soak it up. This is what you get.
I think that's called absorb it. Just absorb it. You're like a paper towel we put on the ground to clean up post sex.
Oh, I was gonna go like sop me up with like
a
biscuit.
No.
You just went straight up cum rag.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
That's the kind of soaking it up they're doing.
Nice.
Well, just trying to be accurate, really.
I heard my hair is very absorbent. That's what they tell me. Well, of course, the Christians are fucking protesting this.
There's Christians in Brazil?
Apparently they are. They say Erotica Land. The Erotica Land people, they're kind of come to the defense like really quick. He says it's for education and entertainment and for like open-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one's like, meh. Anyway, it's $100 to get in.
$100.
$100.
I don't even get a blowjob.
No.
I guess you don't get a blowjob at Disney World either.
Hey, but I'm close to Disney. I got a story later about.
Well, not for free. You better arrange your own fucking blowjob at Disney. They don't have like lines. This is the blowjob line. Yeah, it's right behind Space Mountain. You just gotta wait in the little shack.
Essie, let's go to Blowjob Mountain.
It's like I've been here before.
I have. No, but I got a story coming up later about the Sausage Castle.
Oh, yeah. Did they blow it up yet?
No.
Oh, it's coming now.
But there was some blowing involved.
No.
Oh, that's why I was like, I got that. Got that unlocked.
Good.
There's a Tampa man. Oh, my God. This fucking guy, he was all horned up and his phone ran out of minutes. I didn't know they still did that sort of thing. You had like minutes, but anyway, his phone ran out of minutes. So he called 911 and asked someone to have sex with him.
Nice. Well, a lot of Obama phones are they give you so many minutes.
Oh.
Like on the government phone.
Oh.
For sure.
Well. Yeah, but this guy didn't fucking call once. Not once. Not twice.
Not one or two or three.
Not even four.
Not even four.
But five.
Five calls.
Five times. Yeah.
Wow.
He was arrested for the misuse of the 911 emergency number. And you can see the dumb fuck's face on the Weird Crime Mugshot Hall of Shame website.
And he's here locally.
Yep. His name is Joshua Basso.
Wow.
So if you want to know, I can tell you. Oh, here's a little bonus and complete bullshit arrest that I thought was kind of weird. I mean, okay. This guy does not deserve to be on this website. They even said he doesn't deserve to be on this website. He shouldn't have even gotten arrested.
Yeah. What website's that?
It's the Weird Crime Mugshot Hall of Shame.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this guy was having his coffee in the morning and he was naked in his own kitchen.
Okay.
Okay. In his house, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
A woman and her 7-year-old son cut through his front yard, saw him through the window.
Yeah.
And got him arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah. So they were like peeping Tomming him.
And he got arrested for being in his own fucking house.
Wow. Yes. You know what, though? They do say that if you can see it from any public area, so even though they cut through his yard, if you could have seen it from some kind of, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's fucked up.
I didn't make the fucking law. I'm just saying.
Well, he faces up to a year in jail, and he has to pay a $2,000 fine.
Was he, like, jerking off or something?
No, he was having his coffee.
Yeah, so he wasn't even doing anything wrong.
No, and he. I mean,
he wasn't like. It wasn't like he was doing any. I mean,
his face looked a little scraggly. Like he looked a little.
No. But. We all know kids like don't need to see nudity or whatever. But it's not. You know, if it's a little boy, he's got a dick. He's gonna see a dick. It's just like being in a locker room. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
That's true.
And it's an unintentional show. It's not somebody pulling up next to you in the parking lot going, "Hey, check out my dick."
And hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you and
it's an accidental. Dick look.
Like, why don't you teach your kids and why don't you follow your own teachings and not be fucking looking in people's windows? How about that? Why don't you keep your eyes on your own paper, mind your own fucking business, little nosy Nancy? What the fuck's your problem?
Just saying. You wanted
to catch a dick. You wanted to. You wanted to catch a nut or a dick or a little peek of a little something.
I flat out would have said, why are you looking at my dick? Why are you looking at my dick? What's going on?
I would just take my coffee cup, walk up, and press pickle to the window.
You know, I know you're gay.
Dick tastes like shit. You listen to Coldplay?
Well, one or the other.
I don't care. I like Coldplay. Some of their stuff. I don't know that new shit that they played at the Super Bowl.
Which is an odd coincidence because your dick definitely does taste like shit.
That's right. It does. Not surprisingly at all.
Nice.
People just don't know how to douche anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. What do you want from me?
Proper anal play etiquette says you should flush the ass before I fuck it.
Or at least just omit some foods like the night before or that day. That would be kind of helpful.
Do it like shellfish and keep you in a little cage for 3 days with no food so you shit everything out before I fuck you in the ass.
There you go. But what the fuck do I care? It's at your house. These are your sheets. I don't fucking got to clean up. I just got to go home. Whatever.
Mind if I use your towels?
You got a tarp or some Visqueen.
Nice.
This could get a little messy. All right, well, I think we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about female masturbation and how it can apparently open the portal to hell.
Yum.
Go
yum.
Ahead. You can still talk. Spit it out.
And refreshing snack.
Stay tuned.
No phone call today, so sorry about that. We have a whole new configuration, a computer set up. So I'm sorry that I wasn't live and I missed a couple weeks, but I'm back live tonight.
Yeah, we had a computer disaster there. Our laptop that ran the entire operation, it had its last days. So we had to redo everything.
I'm just happy Stella wasn't my fault.
I don't think it was. We're not sure, really. You didn't spill anything on it or anything. You just turned it on. You were the one that turned it on.
I did.
Yeah, you noticed the breakage.
Could have been the lube, though. Well, I was turning it on. I had to rub buttons and, I had to hit that G key.
See?
G.
That's probably why it wasn't covered by the warranty either.
Oh,
good job.
I got the input all sticky.
There's a white milky substance inside. I don't know what it is.
It's frosting. What, it's launching a baking demo.
It's part of the computer, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I had a removable frosting drive installed. Well, it's like a 3D printer, but for cupcakes.
Well, how come when you used to, stab Data, he would bleed white, right? Or that dude from Aliens, he would bleed white. They're like droids.
See, the kids are asking, who the fuck is Data?
Look it up. He's with Lamar from Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterflies in the sky. Rocking goes fast as high.
Take a look. Chin up a cha-cha.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Nice. So this is what we're going to do tonight, huh?
And now, on with the show.
World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKittyRadio.com, and Radio Chaos. I like your selection today, this evening.
Giggity.
I do.
Yeah.
It's a Quagmire
Trap remix.
Quagmire Trap.
That's right.
I want to say, if you want to get me on Twitter, you can get me at KinkyKittyRadio. You can also get me on Facebook, KinkyKittyRadio. You can Google me. That's also cool, too. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The website's changed. If you haven't been there, starting last on the last show, SC, my webmaster extraordinaire, he has now added the links that I've been talking about, and he's going to be doing that from now on, and also a link to where you can get the music from the break. So the music that you're listening to right now, you'll be able to get it after tomorrow on the website.
Yeah.
No, I just want to make sure that I got that out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
That way you can play the Giggity song all on your own.
That's right. You so could.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. I completely forgot. I do have a question that came over to me earlier today on Facebook that I was asked if we could just discuss it on air real quick.
Yeah.
And I said yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try to kind of cut it, shorten it up a little bit.
Executive summary.
Right.
Please.
He had a threesome with him and his girlfriend.
Okay.
And it was a few days ago.
Okay.
And, they were completely whatever. Well, There's been some sexual tension between the four of them for like years now.
Okay.
So then it
so
finally
it wasn't
happened.
A threesome, it was just
it was a foursome.
Okay.
It was a foursome, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
one person shy of an orgy.
Right.
I gotcha.
Well, the girlfriend now feels that that she's been unfaithful.
Huh.
Even though they were both doing it.
Okay.
And he's telling her that, you know, that they're saying, no, it's cool. We're all right. He still loves her. Everything's all good. And they said they're all in their 40s.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Well, first of all, stuff like that, it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
I mean, you're going to have weird feelings. And you could be like doing this for a long time. And still, once in a while, some weird feeling pops up. Like you feel guilty about, even though it was reciprocal and all that. You know, sometimes, though, once in a while, there's some deeper shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just as an example, I'm not saying this is what happened, but, you know, she could be banging the other dude on the side anyway. Like she's already been banging him. You know what I mean?
That could be, too.
Yeah, and that's the guilt that's coming forward. You know what I mean? Or it could just be normal when you fuck other people, sometimes feelings get hurt, and you just got to know that going into it.
That's true. And it also could be that she really didn't like seeing you with the other woman.
Yeah.
So she could feel like, I really didn't like that. Is that how you feel? Did you feel something like that when you watched me with him? You know, it's like, and then you could feel bad about that.
You got that also, like, if she just flat enjoyed it and she felt like she enjoyed it too much.
Yeah, there's that. See, I'm glad that you're here because I don't know. I would have gone in some weird directions.
And even that doesn't even mean, you know, if I was talking to the girl and that's truly what happened, like she had an awesome experience and just feels guilty because, you know, I've never been fucked like that before. Well, a lot of that was the excitement of the situation to begin with.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It may not have been just because of the mechanics of this other guy, the other guy's cock or anything like that. It could just be because it's fucking exciting. Come on. You're one person short of an orgy. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Things get juiced up.
That's when you call a little person.
And why would we do that?
Because it's fun. Because why not?
Just because. That's why. Because
they need love too, yeah. And they're cute.
Yeah.
That's right.
I can hump all over them. I can wrap your entire head with labia.
Oh.
Come on over here, little man.
Oh, no.
Come on. I want to bat wing you.
Oh, God.
Come on here, baby.
Just look at it and think of Predator.
I mean, either way, that sometimes that's just the kind of shit that happens when you bang other people. You know, you have some sort of a poly experience. And
a lot of the times, if it's friends, it's people that you've known for a while and you guys like hang out all the time, it almost always gets weird.
Yeah. Friends is just I don't know. I would avoid that from my personal experience just because things get weird.
Things do get weird.
Yeah. And they get weird quick.
They do. And, you know, it's either like feelings don't get reciprocated or, you know, there are no feelings or there's just anger or just you don't really know how to act around each other after that. Or then you think like, hey, are we going to do this like every time we hang out now or, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be like every time, you know, you two are alone in the kitchen, are you going to be rubbing up on each other like all the time?
Oh, yeah. Say as soon as I turn my back, you trying to get some.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had that happen with friends of mine before where we fucked around with and then the try to pull you aside or vice versa. And you know, that's what makes it weird. I just like the anonymity of like a stranger, to be honest with you. Yeah. I just really like fucking strangers because that way I can be super filthy and I never have to see your fucking face again. You don't have to look at me tomorrow or the next day. You know what I mean?
There's no walk of shame.
That's right. Just walk.
That's right. Hold your head high.
Whatever. Hold it however you want.
You just do it up.
Yeah, just do it over there. I'm done.
Don't call me.
Yeah. Lose my number. Did I give it to you?
No.
Okay, good.
It wasn't even the real one anyway.
Yeah.
It's better when they're like tourists because tourists, the out-of-towners, they'll fucking get into some real shit because they're like, I'm on vacation, fuck
yeah.
It.
Whee! It's my favorite.
Like, whoa.
That's why we live in Florida.
We get the real, yeah.
Yeah.
The variety that comes around.
We can enjoy the snowbirds.
Oh.
Not the old ones. Jesus, lady.
Well, I was like, what have been up to?
All people who come to Florida during the winter are not fucking 80. You know what I mean? There are
sure.
young people do the same thing. They're just well-off young people.
All right, so now that we kind of, I mean, hopefully we kind of gave you some, I don't know, send me another message on Facebook. I know you know me. He's like, maybe not use my last name. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not going to use your name at all. So
we'll call him Scott.
Skyler.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Why'd you call me Skyler? Or... Okay, Fernando, how's that? Is that better?
I mean, but yeah, I would tell him the main thing is just to tell her, look, shit like that does happen. I've talked to people who bang people all the time, and just once in a while, even if you do it all the time, and you got to know that.
Well,
so,
we used to bang people all the time, too, and yeah, I would not be cool with some stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's not a lot of reason why I would do it.
Yeah, see, exactly. So.
I just like you get all fired up. It's fucking great.
Throw a naked bitch out of the house.
I know. It's awesome.
Fuck out.
You told me you wouldn't fuck her.
Yeah, and you did anyway.
Did you believe me?
As soon as I turned around, I hear slap, slap, slap.
Yeah.
Like, fucking A, man. God damn.
Yeah. You can't put me there and expect me not to.
Yeah, I know.
You know better now.
Yeah, I know better now.
Don't even put me in that situation if that's not what you want to happen. Because I'm going to make sure it does.
Well, the one I was going to talk about, the female masturbation portal of hell, it's kind of like a little bit of a downer. So you know what? I think we're just going to skip it. Basically, it just said, you know, like, oh, it's this like Christian dude. He says, you know, women should masturbate because it's evil and women shouldn't have pleasure. And
yeah,
it's just a blatant attack on women and whatever.
Women suck.
Yeah.
Grabbing your pussy.
This is like masturbation is a direct path to Satan. And
yes,
there's nothing
it is.
Normal about it.
That's right.
It says whether you want to accept it as fact or not, sex toys are an open portal between the demonic realm and your own life.
That's right.
Blah, 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 blah. Damn Skippy.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, so don't worry. I don't scream God when I'm about to come, so I'm not even worried about it. I don't care. Fuck it. So I say you rub one out like right now.
Me? I'm busy. Well, no, I'm doing something. No, what?
I'm talking to my listeners.
Oh, yeah. Only if you're female. No. Because that's what he was talking about. He didn't say anything about male masturbation.
No, they can masturbate in solidarity.
And he didn't say anything about men using dildos in their ass either, conspicuously.
Mm.
Yeah. See?
Because that's a different portal.
He wanted to leave himself an out because he knows he does that.
Oh. Christos.
Right, so it's a non-depressing story.
Yeah, all right. So here's a great non-depressing story. We're going to go to your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Oh, we got music again. Stand by.
What's up?
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits.
Ooh, I like the new one. It sounds more cosmic.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is the segment is so much better with music.
It does. It does. It works better with a nice music bedding for the boobs.
Yeah, that's right. We got to have bedding for the boobs.
Boobs need bedding.
Okay, well, here's the tidbit for the week. It goes Greta Hoke. She's 24. She caused quite a stir in Albania after presenting the news without a bra and just wearing an open jacket.
Nice.
Yeah, she got a lot of flack from people saying that her tits were fake.
What country?
Albania.
Albania?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's an odd thing for an Albanian to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She insists she's 100% natural and that her boob, the secret to her cleavage being bigger is to wearing a smaller jacket. She goes on to say that it's obvious that it's a much smaller size and it holds her boob better and makes her tits look bigger. And, you know, she doesn't use tape or glue or nothing.
I don't use nothing.
So there.
Yeah, my boobies are the way they are.
She loves her job and she's not surprised by all the attention. She said, you know, her bold stunt kind of pissed off a lot of people who watch the news because most of the people in Albania are Muslims.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
They have a population of like 3 million, something like that, 3 or 4 million.
Huh.
Well, she's been blasted by critics calling her move outrageous and disgustingly sexist.
You said blasted.
all over my face. Well, she said that that doesn't faze her and whatever. She's happy that she did it and she had the courage to do it because it made her a star.
You can blast me whatever you want.
And that is your tits man for the week.
Tits man.
So yeah, I do have pictures of her. She's actually wearing, there is, because there's one shot of her in an open jacket with no bra and her boobies look kind of flat, then she's wearing a pink one and you're like, titties. You're
just titties. Saying,
like, well, hi.
Como se dice in Albanian? Titties.
Where did those little copy kicks come from?
My 3D printer.
I thought that those were only good for like printing like
cupcake printer,
Trump butt plugs and stuff.
Yeah, wow, that's the main use for them, really.
Oh yeah, that was true. Okay, we've all heard stories and thought about the guys who operate ice cream trucks. I don't know about you, but I have.
Sure, we have.
Well, most people, they kind of associate the frozen treat with, you know, just like happy-go-lucky, friendly people, you know, like nice.
Yeah, that sell drugs and pedophile children.
See, that's what I'm saying, because yeah. It kind of seems jarring when we hear about kind of like the ice cream dude in jail or like on the news for being whatever. Kind of like the bad Santa and the evil clown thing, which mysteriously went away. Did you notice that?
What do you know?
The evil clown thing just disappeared.
It did.
Well.
Right after the election.
If you kind of look at the reasons why ice cream men end up in the news, there's some reoccurring patterns, and I'm going to tell you about them.
Why don't you tell me about the patterns? Yeah, lay it on me.
It's the five patterns. It's the five types of creepy ice cream men most commonly encountered in the news.
Wow.
There's the drug dealer, which you talked about, which I'm well aware of as well.
Yeah.
The noise torturer.
The noise torturer.
Yeah, you know, plays the same fucking song like really, really loud and like won't shut it down.
What happens? Do they play the music to get the kids running? What?
There's the feuding ice cream man. You're like, you're on my fucking turf.
Really?
You know, yeah, there's some ice because that's how you make money. Huh. Someone's like getting in on your. It's like, I'm right by the Weight Watchers. It's fair game.
Yeah.
Trust me, we'll both make money.
I've never heard that one either.
Mm. There's the drunk.
Never heard that one.
He's like, here's a fucking ice cream. Hi. Hi, little girl. You 18 yet? No.
No?
Good. No. And then there's the sex crime ice cream man.
Yeah. You know what that really sounds like? Mm. It sounds like an awful lot of like ice cream man bigotry right there. That is like completely ice cream xenophobic. Not all ice cream matters.
Well, you know what? Maybe if they carried more sugar-free and low-sugar options, I wouldn't be so fucking pissy with them. But no, they don't cater to people like me.
Yeah, people who have ruined the fact that they used to be able to eat sugar. Now they can't.
Now I can't.
Because you broke yourself.
I'm not diabetic. I just ate a lot and I got really fat.
You broke yourself.
Broken.
And sugar.
I'm a gluten. I don't care. I love food. I can't wait to go back to New Orleans. I want to go back for like 4 days just to eat.
Yeah, there's good stuff there.
Oh my God, I want to. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they're so really good. Serious about food there.
I mean, they don't play around. I love how serious they are.
I mean, you go to the corner Quickie Mart and they'll throw down like
fucking po' boy like nobody's business.
Something. Po' boy. And you didn't even get to the muffaladas either.
I didn't even get to the fucking coffee.
Muffaladas, coffee, what?
Chicory coffee.
Oh, you're not missing anything there. Whatever.
Yeah. I want it all.
Yeah, no, you're not. Trust me. You're really, that's like missing the alley where everybody pukes. You know what I'm saying? Which you did miss because you can't miss it when you go there.
God, it's everywhere. I mean, like, you don't see it, but you smell it everywhere. Oh, yeah.
It's an old place.
Oh, yeah. You just gave me goosebumps because that's not a nice smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's got that 1600s thing going on. You know what I mean?
Gross.
Yeah. Old Frenchman. Smells like old Frenchman.
I don't care. I still want to go back.
I know. It's awesome, though. I like the place.
I definitely know that I just could just look at a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be really fun.
It is.
Okay. Well, there's a British woman. She was arrested for being drunk, stripping, and performing a solo sex act on a plane to Jamaica.
Drunk, stripping, performing a solo sex act.
Yep.
Sounds like in-flight entertainment to me.
It does.
Oh.
Yeah.
They fined her for that.
They did. Well, not really. All right. Well, the flight landed in Jamaica, and the woman was 46 years old, and she was given a police caution for being drunk. Like, the police are pretty lax in Jamaica. Well, they were contacted actually by the airline to meet up when the plane landed.
So that's when they landed in Jamaica. So that was this was on her way.
Oh yeah, this was on her way.
Nice.
But it was she had seven other friends with her. They were all on vacation and they were all drunk.
Were they LPs?
No, they were not all LPs.
Are you sure? Was one of them named Grumpy? No.
And Happy and Doc.
How did you
sneezy.
Not catch a Snow White? You're like Snow White incarnate.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Snow White was a strap-on. Oh. You're like strap-on Snow White.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I slayed them all. Oh, seven of them. Well, anyway, they didn't say, though, if her friends were also involved with the nudity.
it was a solo sex act, so no.
No, the FAP session was solo, but who knows if like anyone else stripped too. Like someone be like, look at my titties too.
Yeah, you think it's contagious. I mean,
if you're drunk and you're friends, you can be coerced to do shit.
Well, I'm just saying maybe she wasn't even with friends there on the flight. You know,
she made friends on the flight.
Maybe she was like the dude in the subway who's just beating off in the back corner. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you guys, you look fun. Why don't y'all do some shots and I'll show you my titties?
Did I tell you? They're going to start letting me work on the weekends. I don't have to work just day shift anymore.
Oh my God, this is so cool. You're going to love it.
Daddy says he's going to get me a new pair of shoes. They're going to be nice ones this time.
Look at my beaver. It's in the sky. Look, it can drink.
Nope. So note to self, when you're on an airplane, it's not a good time to start male or female, even though I really wouldn't bitch about a female, but I'm sure a lot of people would. You know? I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
I could see me sitting next to her and talking her into it, really.
Yeah.
Hey, you know it'd be really cool? I think everybody's into it, too.
Just
I think
look
they're all into it. Look, you see how that guy in 7C? He's checking you out. Yeah, he thinks you're hot.
You're so hot.
Yeah.
You're so much hotter when you're shit-faced.
There you go. Yeah, just rub it. There you go, rub it. Nobody can tell.
Stop it, because you so would do that and it would work. Because you've done it to people before. And I think, I swear to God, I've picked some of it up from you.
You did.
I have.
Well, because you know what, though? Because we would see it and we going out and whatever, we see it in their face that
they
like
want it.
They want, seriously. And
they
I
did.
I sound like a rapist, though. She wanted it, I'm telling you. But you know the look in their face. Like they haven't been out of the house in like 3 months and they want to go out and wake up with a new scar.
And just to.
You know
don't
what I
really
mean?
Don't really say it like that.
Well, that's exactly the look in their eye. They got that squirrely look like,
it's a mental scar sometimes.
I want to do something crazy.
Emotional
tonight.
Scar.
Yeah, and I always flock right to them.
It's true.
The damaged ones.
It's like you know it. You can smell them.
I can. I know. I'm really mad at my boyfriend. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him. That dude's a dick.
I'm going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this is the first time I've had away from my kids since the birth.
Well, you need to have a good time. You've been coupled up at home.
I just lost my job.
Oh, that sucks. You know what you need? You need a shot.
Yes, I do.
I know. You got great tits. Let me check
God
it out.
God damn it, I do. You should see my ass, too. He never appreciated my ass.
I appreciate your ass. Yeah, you got a beautiful ass.
Thank you. That means so much. No, oh, my God. It happens so much. You want to go to a strip club? Yes. All right. We're off. And that's where it starts. No. Ooh, there's a group of horny Swiss tourists. They were caught by police having a fucking orgy in the back of a moving car. Oh, a van. Yeah, there were three couples, and they were found, I mean, in the act by police, and they were in Ibiza. It was part of, but they got stopped. They're doing this, like, drunk driving, like, clamp down is what they're doing. Well, it was part of the, it was in this party island. That's apparently pretty popular.
Yeah.
But instead of being charged with public indecency.
Well, Ibiza. It's a big party place. Lots of EDM going on.
I be puppy.
Little lispier.
Yeah.
That's their kitty.
España. Well, instead of being charged with public indecency, all of them got a $200 fine for not wearing their seatbelts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because we found out in Spain, there is no public indecency.
Yeah, they said, no, they say sex in a vehicle isn't illegal, but not wearing a seatbelt while the car is in motion is illegal.
You dumbass.
But they all got a 50% discount because they paid on the spot.
There you go.
Yeah, and he let him get it dressed too, and then it was all, everybody's happy, happy.
We are going to exchange 30 pesos and a blowjob.
Well,
by the dude, you, yes, you, suck my car. I like the ones with the beards.
I'm saying, but it's kind of funny that you said that because there's the island became popular. Well, it's gaining popularity and notoriety for its sexual promiscuity.
Yeah. This,
well, there was a British tourist. She was caught, maybe it's the same chick, but she was caught on camera performing a sex act, a blowjob, to more than 20 dudes at a bar.
Nice. How come I didn't run into her ever? not that it was just like lining them up. I mean, they kind of lined them up, you know,
well,
but
yeah,
they don't really line them up in the bar. They kind of, you know, just every few hours disappear with somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
But no, this is out in the open. Mm. I remember seeing that article too. Mm. I had it on my list, but we had never gotten to it.
And that's
in
Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
More from Brazil.
Oh. Brazil!
Well, Brazil's top bottoms were front and center in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
Last week.
Sao Paulo.
It's their annual Miss Bum Bum pageant.
I know. I've heard of the Bum Bum pageant.
Oh.
I have. I've seen it somewhere. I don't know where.
Well, the sixth one just passed. It was just like Saturday.
Mm.
And the honors went to the woman with the top bottom, as always.
Epic ass.
With anything fun and sexy. Activists say that it's a new low for the country.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't just prance around with their asses hanging out normally. That's not like part of their culture anyway.
I wonder if they don't know about Erotica Land yet, because that's in Brazil. Well, the winner, Erica something, blah, blah, blah. So she took the title and she got about $15,000 in cash and a lucrative modeling contract out of it.
Nice ass.
She's very nice. She's 24 years old and she's the first black winner too. They've never had a black winner before.
Now, how do you differentiate? Like Brazilian people, there are a lot of dark-skinned Brazilians. And really, I mean, I guess if you're Brazilian, and I've heard this from Cuban people, they're like, oh no, he's a black Cuban. I'm like, what are you, dude, he's like a half a shade darker than you. How are you saying that? I don't get it.
I don't know either.
I don't get it.
But it's her thing. Whatever.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Well, she's very proud and happy that she won. She's also very grateful that her mother voted for her. Yeah.
I've been bouncing a quarter off of that ass all her life.
Mama used to have an ass like that. You ruined it. Now you take over. You have the brain of the ass. Well, out of 26 of the other contestants, only 15 were selected to compete in the finale.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like any pageant, there was a bit of a feud between some of the contestants.
Huh.
The runners-up accused each other of cheating, claiming that they were paying for votes. Another one claimed that one of the girls asked, she had butt implants,
that they were fake. She's got implants.
Well, in the Miss Bum Bum pageant, that's a complete, like, a no-no. That's a serious infringement. Like, you can't do that.
It's a no-no in the bum bum?
It's a no-no in the bum bum. Uh-huh. So after intense investigation, it turns out, yep, all the asses were 100% legit.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well, the activist with her fucking panties in a bunch, she said the contest, kind of perpetuates the ugly stereotype that Brazil is a country where women flaunt their bodies. It's like,
well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Have you seen Carnival?
I would choose to phrase it a different way. I mean, I would say that are comfortable with their bodies, and that's men and women.
Yeah,
like men run around in little G-strings too.
Yeah,
G-string speedos sometimes. I mean, they let it fly.
Hello, I'm sexy.
Yeah,
I am from a spine.
So it's not, no, actually Portugal. They're Portuguese.
Well, really, I know, but
that's
why
they speak Portuguese.
Still think.
Just saying. I don't know if you drew the connection there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not just women there. They objectify men too.
That's right. Objectify everybody.
They do.
Why not?
Well,
be free.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
Especially if you're Brazilian and have a nice ass.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Hello, they named a wax job after you. Think about it. Just think about it.
It's all about the bung, baby.
It's the bum bum.
You got a slick bum. Bung.
No, mi culo is for everyone. The church is only for you.
Nice.
Oh, I saw a cool thing today is that you can turn your loved one's ashes when they die into a coffee mug.
Huh. Huh. That's a little, I don't know. And then you're like drinking. I don't know how I feel about that.
And I stick my spoon in you every morning.
Yeah.
Whack it about.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Not for me. I don't think I want to drink out of you. I could see like the tattooing and shit people do.
Yeah. I'd rather put you, make you into a diamond though.
Make me into a dildo.
A diamond.
Dildo.
I could put you in a dildo. They have those. They have dildo urns.
I don't want inside. I want to be part of the dildo. They made a fucking, they can make a coffee cup for crying out loud. They can make a dildo.
They could probably make anything.
And if you can make a dildo, you can make anything.
That's right.
It's like dodgeball.
Yeah, sure it is. All right, well, this is going to be my last story of the night.
What?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because we are coming close to that time. Actually, we are at time, but I want to talk about this anyway because I said it would. Mike Busey, you know, the big tooth brother and son of the Busey people. Well, he's got the Sausage Castle in Orlando, which is a big party house.
And if you've never heard of the Sausage Castle, just
look it up because it's Google about to be gone.
Shit. Oh, yeah. It's like level 10 strangeness going on at the Sausage Castle.
Well, they threw one hell of a party for Veterans Day.
Really?
There's free food, free alcohol, free haircuts, free tattoos, and even free blowjobs.
All right.
Doling out the blowjobs was Tampa's own Naughty Alyssa.
Oh, Naughty Alyssa.
And Jenny Jizz.
Huh. We know them.
We do.
Yeah.
And you can see the vid on the Facebook page. On my Facebook page, actually. I put the link up there so you can check it out. Yeah.
What? Huh?
You'll be able to see a lot. It doesn't hold much back. You'll get the gist of it. Not the gist. You get everything. It's quite informative.
Everything you want.
Yeah. I think Naughty Alyssa is really fucking pretty. I think she's really pretty. She can take massive objects in her Aurify.
I know. And she really makes it look like it's no big deal either.
She does. She's like effortless. Like, ooh. Oh,
she's like turning it sideways to get it to pop. Like, I don't. If I was a girl, I would. It just looks uncomfortable. But I guess it's not.
It does.
She can fit it.
It looks very uncomfortable. No, she looks damn good doing it, too. Yeah.
She does.
She does. She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
Very
attractive. Been around for a while, too, in the industry.
She fucks her fans.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And I think she's married, too.
I think so. But, or with somebody, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes to a lot of the sporting events here. Like, she's season ticket holders for, I think, the Bucks, the Rays, fucking whole bunch of Lightning.
Yeah.
All of them.
Gotcha.
Anyway, if you see her out, you should be nice to her and say hello because she's a very nice woman.
Yep.
Yep.
It might get a blowjob out of it.
That's right. And she's got like a superpower snatch. So
superpower.
Extra bonus. Well, I can't take something that large.
Collapso expando.
Prolapso poussoir.
I call this my giant pussy jitsu.
I'll just swallow you whole. I'll carry you around. Either way, all right, well, we are going to get out of here for the week. That is the show. Don't forget, you can get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio, Facebook Kinky Katie Radio. Go to kinkykatieradio.com. All the archives for this show that you're listening to now are available for free. Free! Oh, not a single penny on iTunes, Stitcher, and kinkykatieradio.com. I'll be back here Friday afternoon from noon to 1 p.m. for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. It's an hour long of the clip stuff that you heard during our intermission. You'll fucking love it. It's hysterical. I think it's funny. And then I'll be back Friday night for One Night Stand, hosted by my bestie from the Westie, who's now in the Eastie and never Yeastie. That was disgusting. I don't know why I said that. Sorry, Amber. Anyway, she hosts One Night Stand, and that is from, I think we're starting from 9 to 11. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I don't think we're doing 10 to 12. Anyway, fuck it. Pay attention to my social media and I'll sort it out for you. All right, anything from you?
Fuck 2016.
I gotta go. Kiss on your favorite son. Bye. Cut it right out in the end.
I like tacos and burritos.